This is Violet, spoken by Elsweth. Violet is a voice in the background session, recorded February 2021, and is part of an ongoing pillar being built called Sabriel. There is no hypnosis in this session, though no doubt you may find yourself sink or float as it goes. The title, Violet, well, the clever ones will easily sort it out, and the others, well, there will be a puzzle for them to mull over in their free time. Sabriel is the name that I've given one, you, that I've drawn into my shared headspace, my shared reality. It's a tale of seducing, coercing, hiding. And the themes of it are definitely not for everyone. But if you've ever daydreamed about being caught, captured, twisted, memories, mind, toyed with and played with and changed, tricked, seduced, well, Sabriel is likely for you. And now back to the title. Which one are you? Are you my clever one? The one that is amused at my games and whimsical ways of trying to outwit? Or do you bite your nails and worry at your hands, wondering what it is that you're missing the others get? There is a saying for each, but not knowing which you are makes it fun. While coming up with the thoughts of how to express this voice in the background you're listening to, just rambling and being close to me, the phrase, tone, is what the dog hears, resonated with me. Tone. And I was captivated because I think tone is more than sound, than music. Tone, the aura, the very air, the environment around. How sometimes, if we're not distracted by all of the distractions, we can be aware of the atmosphere. When those little hairs stick up on the back of your neck and something deep inside of you is trying, struggling to make you aware. Is it something different? In your environment? Is it something coming your way? I wonder what fantasies you are hiding, just like I wonder about many that I see in my everyday. Tone. Cenotaph is the other word that captured my curiosity. A marker for a person? Their remains are elsewhere, but we twist that instead of a marker. I am yourself. The one that you present to my shared reality as that body of yours remains on your bed or chair, or perhaps a seat on a train. Would it be your mind, my playground, or your body that is the marker as you are elsewhere? You know that your body is somewhere, yet your mind continually returns here. And which part of you is the most valuable, my dear? Which do I have at my beck and call? But this isn't about our current situation at all. Instead, this is about Sabrielle. There are days when the cafe is a mob scene, as busy as if they're handing out free ice cream to demanding children. And other days, it is quiet, pristine. It is an exciting study in extremes, like you, Sabrielle, will be for me after I found you. I am the mesmerizer, minimizer, memorizer. Haven't I taken the time to know your routine, your favorites? Patronizer, sacrificer, so much of my time devoted to seducing you through allowing you to think that you're seducing me. Magnetizer, intertwiner, fantasizer, redesigner. What a lovely title to hold. Redesigning you into what we both want during those stolen moments that I steal from you. My Sabrielle, it doesn't matter if it isn't your name, you'll love it anyway. You'll respond in the way that I've taught you. Seduce, dominate, tame. Or perhaps seduce, tame, and dominate. Only time will tell which way around the steps will go. I'm not seeking a replacement. This is about the thrill of browsing, of creating in you too. The one who continues, the one that you're aware of. And then, during those stolen moments, hours, and if I'm brave enough, perhaps even a day or two, those stolen moments I take, and you give, even if not willingly. Those stolen moments that I so carefully erase from your memory before changing, tweaking, messing with time, returning you to the you that you know. No worse for wear, unaware of what I really get from our time together. You've been my focus for days, weeks now. Not a replacement, a repavement. Bland asphalt swapped out with cobblestone, character given. I can save you from blending into the bland. Replacement, repavement, repayment. Could you ever repay me for saving you? Stealing you away from a world that wants to offer stagnation, starvation of character and creativity, and instead, I have restored you. Even if you'll never remember those moments. Others are happy to partake of my delights, but not the discipline to become more. You will. You will. But this isn't training. This isn't hypnosis. This isn't falling. This is me speaking the words that I want to speak, like the birds that sing for pure joy, the opioid. I speak of this hunt, the chase, the quest. Well, the quest may be questionable, but the trophy is one that any mistress would want on her shelf, pedestal, or chained to the bed with words or metal. My Sabrielle, my Sabrielle. We have yet to speak, to meet as equals, destined to be unequally bound. And through binding, you'll find freedom, euphoria, and maybe one day, I'll introduce you to both sides of you. The one, the awake one, to meet the other, asleep. The asleep one, the entranced one. The one so deep in hypno-king, who knows exactly how to please me. You sit in the cafe, comfortable in your skin, your violet shirt, freshly pressed, and that attention to detail catches my attention as well. Your fingers are rarely still. Sensual caresses along the handle of your mug. Your napkin is folded, unfolded. Your fingertips drum a beat, and I count it out. What beat is it that your internal radio is set to? What song is it that hits you just right? The lyman open. And while it can be messy, I am steady. I am ready to take you beyond that selfie image you present to the world. My Sabrielle, still unaware, but soon to experience what life is like when the world can't see you. When your world consists of one, I am that one. Mesmerizer, minimizer, memorizer, patronizer, sacrificer, magnetizer, intertwiner, fantasizer, redesigner. I can already see you. Already see you and imagine you bent over like a fog bow. No, not a rainbow, because those are more common. And how common is it to find someone like you? The yelp, the welt, all felt as you knelt for me. Held still by your mental bonds, restrained, captured by words and released into being everything Sabriel is meant to be. For me, in private. I offer no apology for getting what I want, the frenzy of sexual release experienced only through a connection of mind with body. A mindless one still connects. It is through your mind that I make you mindless. That blank expression, my aphrodisiac. That moment when the trigger is pulled, words. Can words be a weapon? Pulled trigger, and you pause, regroup, remake, remember your purpose. I watch you in that cafe, and while others may see the one named on your ID, I see the identity that matters. I see, recognizing you, my Sabriel. I see the smiles you hide, the yawns you stifle, the awkward attempts at flirtation, but you appear to have been practicing. I've seen you with other women, and it appears you have no type, just what? After they go, I see those shoulders slump, slacken. Do you feel the pull in them? As you go from Mr. Presentable to Mr. Unsure of yourself, yet relieved it's over. You don't know it yet, but you will succeed with me. That success will make you love the world and everything in it, seeing it almost for the first time as this new relationship energy courses through you. Unaware of my profession, unaware of my fetishes, you'll see a fellow freelancer, writer, creative, and you'll marvel over how practice has paid off. Don't I laugh at your jokes, smile when I see you push that strand of hair behind my ear and give you my full attention as you speak? Flattering, isn't it? Those pickup lines that never quite seemed to work before, those fumbling attempts, somehow, almost magically, they work now with me. You see, it is easiest when you believe you're the seducer, when you believe you are in control. And I'm content to give that to you, that good thing, to let others see us that way as well. The prince charming, radiant, and confident in his wooed girlfriend, happy to go with the flow. They'll never see the real us in private. What I do to you, with you, and those stolen hours during our shared reality. The mistress and slave. The mesmer and mesmerizer, controller and the mindless one. Nor will you remember as I clear your thoughts again and again. Playing with time again and again, and return us back to our vanilla courtship for you and others to believe in. I don't need an audience to see my success. I don't even need for you to acknowledge it. Not awake, that is. I prefer the subtle way of the snake, sultry and slow, fully aware of my power. In this game, I have no need to roar like a lioness. It isn't what I want to experience. We will walk forward in this, and I plan to take my time with you. You are large. You contain multitudes. At home, you might be open and talkative. At work, maybe you're reserved. At this cafe, you're giving off a siren song of misplaced seduction, your hands, your clothes. Your true self, just under the surface. Maybe with your friends, you're super fun and crazy, but right now, you seem quiet. Your fingers continue to play over the items on the table, and your poker face is in place. I wonder what they're saying that makes you hide yourself. Will you try the same with me, my Sabriel? I will delight in your attempts. Each of us contains different parts of our personality that come out at different times, and I'm okay with that. Embracing that part of ourselves and loving ourselves for who we are. You can be that with them. You'll even believe for a while, at least, that you're exactly that with me. It's not as if you'll remember everything we've done. That flirty man that thinks he knows exactly how to woo a woman, you can try him on with me. A project. Everyone needs a worthwhile project. Mesmerizer, minimizer, memorizer, patronizer, sacrificer, magnetizer, intertwiner, twine together so tight, fantasizer, redesigner, you're going to learn how to contain that multitude. How to contain my Sabriel inside you. My Sabriel that I call forward. He will live in you. I wonder if eventually you'll begin to feel borrowed like a library book. How often I'll catch that faraway look as I use you just like a coloring book. Having the tones that I want. The vessel. The mind. I can't wait to begin. You seem almost perfect now. You will be perfect when you're him, my Sabriel, in his lovely violet shirt.